What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Snakes on a plane! Snakes on a plane!
Yeah, it was a movie.
It's also a story! Snakes on a plane!
You're so excitable about this.
Details coming up. Well, because I don't want to be on the same plane.
Oh, neither would I. No.
Des play.
Oh, that's back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
9:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's the 9 o'clock. Stretch. It's Man. Not fake. That's real. That was a real stretch.
That was a big stretch.
I felt good, I tell you. All right. What's going on at Alligator Alcatraz? Going to have a big grand opening today. Governor's invited. President Trump's going to be there. I think all the big wigs are going to be there. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem.
Nice.
They're going to be hanging out at the ranch. The Gator Alcatraz Ranch. Spotlighting several recent arrests, kind of reminding Floridians and actually others nationwide that, you know, these are serious criminals that they're putting there temporarily until they can deport them.
Right.
And, well, like I said, you're going to have the big names are going to be there. And recently, they've had several arrests of illegal aliens convicted of murder, child rape, and kidnapping across our Sunshine State.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think they just want to remind people, you know, this isn't your buddy Manny, you know, mowing the lawn. That's not what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's not who they're going after. All right? And Alligator Alcatraz and other facilities like it will give us the capability to lock up some of the worst scumbags who entered our country under the previous administration. Kristi Noem said that. We will expand facilities and bed space in just days thanks to our partnership with Florida. Make America safe again. Among those illegal aliens arrested by ICE agents since Trump took office, well, these are folks from Venezuela, Guatemala, Brazil, Iran, Cuba. Yep. All of whom have been convicted of murder. Yeah.
Wow.
But there are people that go, oh, I don't want ICE in my neighborhood dragging my friends away. Well, hopefully your friends aren't murderers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe you just don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find out the hard way. Yeah. Stay out of my neighborhood, ICE. We want the illegals to be here. Even the murderers and the rapists and the kidnappers. Mm. Just last week, ICE agents arrested illegal alien Mauricio Lopez Cardona of Colombia, who has been convicted of murder in connection with narcotics trafficking, conspiracy to import cocaine, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and conspiring to support a foreign terrorist organization. So those are the kind of people that they're going to be deporting. Those are the kind of people that'll be staying at Alligator Alcatraz. Yep. It was a Miami-Dade Collier training facility. I guess it still is, I guess, in many ways. But it's been approved for use to detain these illegal migrants by the Department of Homeland Security. And DeSantis noticed that the facility is in the middle of the Everglades and clarified that the facility is not defunct. People say there are training flights that go in there, but it's a massive runway. And, you know, there's not a lot of buildings out there, but there's a lot of concrete. And so these guys set up this whole thing within a matter of days. And the president will come tomorrow, which means today. The president's on his way there. He might be there already. He is going to be able to see what will happen as you bring people there. They're not going anywhere. And the security will be amazing, natural and otherwise. But ultimately, the facility is an effective way to increase the greater goal of removing and deporting illegal immigrants. All right. So that's what's going on. 4th of July and fireworks kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You hope so.
Be careful.
Be safe.
Real tragedies can occur.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're dealing with the stuff that, quite frankly, should be just dealt with professionals. Just the most awful things can happen, and that doesn't necessarily mean that people are under the influence, although many of them are, but these things happen all the time. And here's the problem. Depending on where you live, like in Southern California, hey, they're still under conditions that they could have a wildfire bust out at any time. So the police are getting very serious about illegal fireworks on the 4th of July in Southern California, and they're going to use drones to catch people.
Wow.
While many, even in California, might ordinarily balk at the use of drones for surveillance and law enforcement, the fact that recent L.A. wildfires could have been sparked by illegal fireworks means that many communities are on edge. Yeah, I could understand that. Revelers who once could illegally ignite fireworks and scatter before police officers arrived, or who suffer from collective amnesia when questioned about who lit the fuse, may still find themselves lighter in the wallet. For the first time in parts of Southern California, stealthy aerial surveillance will attempt to nab them in the act. Riverside and possibly other cities will launch drones to film illegal activity as municipalities increasingly marry new technology with old-fashioned legislation to prevent injuries and the type of fast-moving fires that devastated the region in January. Yeah, I definitely see the wisdom in trying to keep down the, you know, the locals just firing, you know, their little random stuff off that they bought at the, you know,
yeah,
little local tent or whatever.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Our neighborhood, like a lot do, have a Facebook page. And folks, somebody was new to the neighborhood said, hey, kind of what's the consensus on, you know, neighborhood fireworks, you know, that kind of thing. What's too late? And I didn't respond because I'm usually like, yeah, I will be happy to knock on your door at 3 o'clock in the morning and tell you how much I enjoyed your fireworks until 1 this morning. But I didn't really do that.
Uh-oh.
But I thought about it.
Snakes on a plane!
On what?
People were busted for having live snakes on a plane. This was in India. And I don't find the idea of having these snakes on a plane. I don't think that's a charming idea at all.
Where was this?
India.
And they're what? What kind of idea was that? Charming, did you say?
Yeah, snake charming.
I'll give that to you. Okay.
Didn't you start to do the sound?
Yeah, a little thing. Yep.
Is that,
It may not be, but it's the thought of snakes in general. I think they're very cool and they're very pretty, a lot of them, but some of them kind of freak me out.
Customs officers in Mumbai found some slithering creatures after stopping a plane Sunday. This happened at the international airport there when the officers confronted the passenger who was arriving from Thailand. The individual was apparently carrying several live snakes, and officials arrested the person as a result. And 16 live snakes, garter, rhino rat, albino rat, Kenyan sand boa, California king, seized from a passenger returning from Thailand. Hmm. And per a CBS report, Wildlife Trade Monitor Traffic, which battles the smuggling of wild animals and plants, has warned of a very troubling trend in trafficking driven by the exotic pet trade.
It's all about the money.
More than 7,000 animals, dead and alive, been seized along the Thailand-India air route over the last 3.5 years. Early 2019, a woman flying from Australia to Scotland found a python curled up in her shoe that was inside her suitcase.
Oh. How'd it get in there? That's crazy. Wow.
Wouldn't want to open up the suitcase and discover that sure. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. And the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And the battle continues. The ceasefire is off, and Musk and Trump go at it. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Now, you heard me earlier. I talked about President Trump saying, yep, Elon, he's like the biggest subsidy ever. And, you know, if we take that away, you might have to go back to South Africa. I mean, it was really, I don't know, the nastiness. I don't get it. Now, here's the problem. Elon spoke out against the Big Beautiful Bill. That's kind of what started this whole thing. But now it's escalated. Elon Musk and his feud with President Trump taking it up another notch, announcing that he would be backing one of the commander-in-chief's biggest foes in Congress, Representative Thomas Massie, the libertarian-leaning House lawmaker who Trump has vowed to see defeated in the midterm election. I believe Massie has already come out and said he's not going to run for re-election. But nonetheless, yeah, he's been a bit of a thorn in the president's side over this big, beautiful bill. Musk signaled that he would donate to the 2026 re-election campaign on X. So I don't know if he is actually going to run or not. But that certainly is Well, everybody would consider that another nastiness going back and forth. Trump, meanwhile, had pledged to support whichever candidate runs in the primary against Massey, who the president lambasted as a loser and a third-rate congressman in an online tirade last week. Massey, 54, has been vocally opposed to the One Big Beautiful Bill, which is Trump's sweeping domestic policy bill, and has slammed the U.S. strikes on Iran as unconstitutional. The Kentucky Republican additionally teamed up with Representative Ro Khanna, the Democrat out of California, on a bipartisan war powers resolution to stop the U.S. from getting involved in the Israel-Iran conflict. The war of words, though, between Trump and Musk erupted after the world's richest man renewed his sharp criticisms of that One Big Beautiful Bill, calling it utterly insane and political suicide. The Tesla boss raged against the massive spending bill on which Trump's major policy agenda hangs. Yeah. And he ripped it apart. Trump on Monday night responded with fury, threatening to unleash the hounds, otherwise known as Doge, against Musk himself. Like, you can't use that against me. I taught that Doge everything it knows. Yep. Well, again, they're going at it. I told you what Trump said. He warned, Elon. Oh, yeah. We cut out those subsidies. You might have to close up shop and head back to South Africa. Wow. That's, these guys are getting nasty. And it continues. Don't think it's beneficial to either one of them, but not like I'm going to jump in the middle. Rear. Senator Scott Brown, who also served as President Donald Trump's U.S. ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa during his first term, he called out Democrat candidate Congressman Chris Pappas, a Democrat out of New Hampshire, for voting against the Republican-led reconciliation budget while portraying himself as an ally of the working class. Scott Brown said, hey, I mean, it's no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Don't forget that Chris Pappas, his family owns a restaurant. So how does he walk into that restaurant and say, oh, by the way, I voted to increase your taxes and I voted against the no tax on tips and the no tax on overtime. And by the way, I want illegals to get on Medicaid and I want illegals to take a lot of your benefits. So how do you do that? And that's the issue. Woo-hoo! Yeah, pretty strong stuff. Comparing Pappas' views to those of Zohran Mamdani, the openly socialist New York State Assemblyman who recently won the Democrat primary in New York's mayoral election, the former senator went on to say, and you see it in New York City, the Democrats right now, they're in trouble. You know, they hate capitalism, hate Israel. They don't believe in America. Free stuff for everybody. Well, welcome to Russia. So, yeah, they have some problems. Brown told Breitbart News Chief Matt Boyle, and I'm going to certainly point out the differences between the two of us. All right. So
it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out.
Yeah, you think about really that. Your family owns a restaurant, and you're going to go, yeah, I voted against no tax on tips and no tax on overtime and things like that.
Yeah.
I would imagine that some people are going to be irritated. If that does not go through, it was promised. Trump's doing everything he can. The Republicans appear to do everything they can. So we'll see what happens. The Senate's still at it, right? It's got to get through the Senate. And then it's going to be interesting because is the House going to then have to pee on that tree, so to speak, mark their territory over again?
Right. Yeah.
Well, if they do, that's a risky move. I mean, they've got to hold their members in check there, the Republicans, and try to get this thing done, get it to Trump's desk sooner rather than later, I would think. But we'll see. I definitely know for a fact if this thing does not go through, then the tax cuts will sunset and we will all see a rise in our taxes.
And that's not good.
No. Then I'm going to hang out at the beach. Scouring the beach day in and day out.
What?
Looking for that.
Your taxes get up?
Looking for maybe that little nugget of gold that fell off a Spanish Armada ship. Or maybe Maybe it'll be a special seashell, or maybe I'll have to get desperate and look for those black grouper, those square groupers.
Oh, you better be careful.
Yeah.
If you catch one, you might get caught.
That's the problem. 25 mysterious black packages, each with an image of famous cartoon character Yosemite Sam on them. What?
Interesting.
Yeah, they all have their brands, that cartel brand. Hey, man. Hey. Yeah. Ooh, that's some rootin' tootin' good stuff there. Well, that's a Yosemite Sam grade, I tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, Wasta Shore up the panhandle there, what would this be, Walton County, and the bricks contained a whopping $500,000 worth of cocaine.
Wow.
Too bad you can't, like, find that and turn it in somewhere, like, for its dollar value legally.
Like, the reward would be equal to street value. To keep it off the street.
Or maybe even half.
Okay, half is good.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be amazing.
Can you just deposit this directly into my 401k?
I don't even want to touch it.
Yeah.
Just put it in there.
I don't want to touch it.
No. Wow, that'd be great.
Now, law enforcement gets involved. They don't take too kindly to that. Of course, then there's always the cartels that say, I believe that's my Yosemite Sam stamp right there. That's my property.
Ooh.
It's doing in your nose. I mean trunk. I mean possession. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'll give you another tropical weather update so we can at least maybe try to plan for the fourth weekend. All right, hang in there. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Come on, let's pump it up. It is 9:35 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Tropical weather update, plans for the 4th. Let me help you out on that right after I tell you about something special we've been doing now throughout the month of June and carrying over into July because, well, we can. We can do that if we want to, and we do. We love Valor. Presented by Lawful Defense, Shoot GTR, and Campus USA Credit Union, Valor honors Sergeant Esau Bright, Deputy Jason Upshaw, Deputy Robert Cortez Rodriguez with the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. It was a late night, hours of June 16th. Multiple calls reported a small truck traveling southbound in the northbound lanes of US 301. Deputy Upshaw located the vehicle, positioned his patrol car in the middle of the highway. The truck rammed Upshaw's vehicle, bounced off, and then continued recklessly. Bright positioned his patrol vehicle directly in the truck's path. That collision brought it to a stop, but the truck caught fire. The three deputies pulled the driver to safety before becoming fully engulfed in flames. It was later revealed that the driver was experiencing a significant medical emergency. The sky is proud to salute the life-saving heroism of Sergeant Esau Bright, Deputy Jason Upshaw, and Deputy Robert Cortez Rodriguez with the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. That is what valor is all about, my friends.
I love it.
Is it going to be a wet fourth? Chances are still pretty high that's going to be the case. But is there anything else developing? Well, my latest check is the National Hurricane Center continues to monitor a disturbance expected to stall over or near Florida late this week, which could impact your 4th of July weekend. By 8 a.m. this morning, chances for development over the next 7 days had increased slightly to 30%. Warm waters along the eastern Gulf and southern Atlantic coasts could provide the fuel necessary for development of a tropical depression or maybe even tropical storm around or just after July 4th. The next named storm of the 2025 Atlantic hurricane season will be Chantal. Chantal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chantal.
A favorite
among, I think, those who have a proclivity toward dancing. I think, yeah, some dancers like that. No?
I have no idea.
Chantal?
I have no idea.
Wow. You're kind of out of the loop.
I'm not a dancer, you know. What do I know?
Come on, let's give it up for Chantal, everybody. Just in case the radio gig doesn't work out, Greg, you always have to have a backup plan, I tell you.
Dancing? I'm no Patrick Swayze or John
Travolta.
No,
no. You're so fresh and innocent that you're missing my point. And that's good. That's a good thing. And I'm not going to try to corrupt you any further. I've done my damage.
I know the kind of dancing you're talking about.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay. The one where...
We don't have a pole barn at my house.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
See, that was good because that was a step. You got to have the title to describe what you're talking about. See, you got to connect the dots.
We should work together more often.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
this ICE enforcement, I got to tell you, it's, there's no traffic anymore. There's no people on the streets. Everybody's running and hiding.
Oh, really?
That's according to a pro-migration media outlet and Twitter accounts. They're declaring their alarm at California's empty stores and quiet streets. President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts, I guess, are paying off. Well, it depends. I mean, if there's no crowds, then business would be down, right?
But if so many people have serious concerns that they know they're not supposed to be here, that they're staying home and hiding, and someone considers that a problem, that's not the problem, but there is a big problem.
Yeah. The reports and videos exaggerate the benefits of illegal migration on the consumer economy, even as they also display how the government inflated Americans' economy by importing millions of illegal migrants from developing nations into sanctuary cities. If there's a street of bodegas or stores that often cater to illegal immigrants, and then the illegal immigrants are gone, that's not in any way indicative of any kind of impact on the larger economy. Who said that? Steve Camerata, research director at the Center for Immigration Studies. You have to get to $300 billion in business activity to equal 1% of the $30 trillion economy. So They talk about one of these places in Newark, California. Now the aisles are often quiet. The parking lot near empty, she said. Neighboring businesses are no different. Restaurants, party and clothing stores, even big box retailers seem to be emptier since the Trump administration ramped up its mass deportation campaign, raiding businesses across industries and targeting day workers in retail parking lots. Really? The fear is felt in every aspect. No one is doing a party. No one is going anywhere, says the 68-year-old Lupe Lopez. The shelves are just untouched. Impact on the economy, huh? Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on.
You know, I'm going to give you some more anecdotal evidence. Okay, liberals, I just pull the rug out from under you. That's anecdotal evidence. You know, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager after my pop died, I worked on an eggplant farm, harvesting eggplant, okay, under the table. I got a dollar for every bushel of eggplant that I brought to the truck. I was making like $7-$8 a day. Now, that wasn't too bad for a kid in 1975. So, I'm an American. I did that work. Later on, when I was 17, I got a job with Florida Peach Corporation. I remember them very well. And again, there I am, doing farm work. You know, I'm thinning out peaches. It wasn't time to pick them yet. And this is what gets me. They say, oh, these immigrants do the work that Americans don't want to do. My first wife was a housekeeper at one of the Methodist churches in the area. They said, oh, you're going to lose your farm workers, you're going to lose your housekeepers, you're going to lose your hospitality workers. Well, excuse me, I and my first wife are Americans. We did that kind of work. It's very simple. Many Americans don't want to do that kind of work because they are lazy. You get rid of the illegal immigrants, and they say, look, you either get off welfare, get a job, or we're going to cut you off. Very simple. And then Americans will want to do that kind of work. And believe me, doing that kind of work, I know it's not easy because I did it. And don't sit there and tell me it was the only job they can get. Yeah, at the time, it was the only job I could get. I was doing it to put myself, you know, to supplement the income in high school and to put myself through trade school. Have a great day.
Shep for president. Shep for president. Shep for president. I love you, Shep. Yep. Guy was never afraid of hard work, and He's a model of success because of it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he said, you do whatever you can, wherever you can make money, work your way up.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of these jobs aren't meant to be, you know, long-term jobs. You do it for a couple of years till you find something better. Mm-hmm. You gained experience and so on, and you become more valuable in the workplace, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I know where he's coming from.
Yep.
Of course, I didn't have it anywhere near rough like he did, but wasn't afraid to hustle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I liked the feeling of a couple bucks in my pocket, own money.
We were working young, absolutely.
Liked it, yep. Had the paper out, man. Mm-hmm. And had to save, had a goal, and I also, like I said, liked the feeling of having a couple of my own dollars in my pocket. Apparently, according to the grandfather of this Idaho shooting suspect, who is dead, by the way, he's a 20-year-old, but they spoke to his grandfather, I guess CNN did, and he said that his grandson wanted to become a firefighter. This is a guy who started a fire. Wow. And when firefighters responded, he shot and killed two of them and wounded seriously a third one.
This is a very odd twist because they've not found anything yet that they've, you know, given us any hint, no manifestos or anything like that. This is going to be an interesting one to see his intent.
So he's 20 years old. He probably could have had an opportunity at some point maybe to acquire firefighting skills. So he's only 20 years old, and apparently he was, you know, doing tree work, and his grandfather said he wanted to be a fireman in the forest. As far as I know, he was actually pursuing it. It wasn't like he was a loner. We had no reason to suspect he would be involved in something like this. On Sunday night, after the suspect's body had been discovered on the mountain, the county sheriff there, Bob Norris, held a press conference in which he confirmed law enforcement belief that the 20-year-old had started the fire on Canfield Mountain, then waited for the firefighters to respond to ambush them. I wonder if he, maybe he was attempting to become a firefighter, and maybe he felt like the people weren't giving him the time of day or something. I don't know.
It kind of brings to mind the kind of people who are a fan of a celebrity. They love this person, you know, the guy that shot John Lennon.
Love him to death.
Yeah, it's kind of like we were talking earlier, it's like I want to be them, we're just like them, but even though I'm enamored by them, for some reason something just isn't right, and they take them out. We've seen that over and over in the music and Hollywood world.
Yeah, if I can't be a firefighter, I'm going to kill the firefighter?
Well, you look at, what was her name, was it Serena?
Not yes.
Serena.
Serena. Selena.
Selena. In Houston, head of her local fan club.
Yeah.
Shot her and killed her. It's like, that's just so ironic, you know?
It's so weird. It's like, I don't know. Things aren't easily explained because they have to do with the psyche of a human being, and it's a complex and intricate situation. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Indonesian officials said Monday they'll begin easing import restrictions and licensing requirements ahead of the July 19th for U.S. tariff negotiations. This is a big win.
That's good.
We do a lot of trading. We import about $26 billion of stuff from Indonesia. And we export not nearly that much, about $16.8 billion. It's right in that neighborhood. But it's in the billions of dollars that there is a trade deficit and a surplus for Indonesia. And they have been nakedly protectionist and high tariffs and a lot of restrictions, poor logistics that hinder you if you are able to import something to get it out there to market, so to speak. But it looks like they're going to be coming to the table.
Nice.
They're going to be easing some of that stuff up. So once again, Trump is winning. So we, the American people, are winning. 9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your turn next. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. We're looking for things that make you smile. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now with your upbeat thoughts. 877-975-9825. Another absolutely gorgeous day to be thankful for, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Don't be shy. Call in now. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Rita. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob. What's making me smile is I came back from vacation a couple weeks ago, found out what happened to you on the radio, and I couldn't believe it. And I just, what's making me smile is that you are okay, and thanks be to God for everybody that was involved in your care. So that's what's making me smile, that you are there and here and with your family and back in the saddle.
Thank you, Rita. I appreciate that. Yes, I had a heart attack, and they put in a stent, and here I am, a week and a day after the event actually occurred, a week and a day later.
Well, you were on the air a week later.
Yeah.
Because it happened Monday at the end of the show, and you were on the next week on that Monday morning.
Yeah. So
pretty incredible, isn't it? I mean, who would have thought about that back in the day?
It definitely makes me smile to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and feeling good enough to live life and
absolutely
keep it going. Thank you, dear Lord. And thank you, Rita. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And Richard, what's making you smile?
Hey, guys. I'm on vacation for the next 3 days in the week, thanks to Governor DeSantis for giving us an extra day off. While my wife is starting her new job at UF, I get to stay home with our wiener dogs and make sure they don't freak out alone during thunderstorms and clean and do stuff around the house, be a house husband for a week. So,
I guess you didn't get the memo when DeSantis gave you the day off. It was so you could drive down for the grand opening of Alligator Alcatraz.
Boy, Barrett, our wiener dog, he does not like the thunder or the fireworks.
My dogs don't either.
He barks at them. He does not like it.
No, mine gets kind of trembly, scared, upset.
He just barks at it. He's like, oh, what's that?
Yeah. We're going to have to make up some kind of homemade thunder jacket.
Well, I think by naming him Barrett, he thinks he's, you know, all that big and tough and he can handle it.
Yeah, don't matter how big and tough the dog is. Some of them just do not like that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile, Mark?
Hey, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile, as a blast from the past, I found out yesterday that Weird Al Yankovic is doing a September 24th concert at St. Augustine Amphitheater and three concerts in the Midwest in the upcoming 4 days. So he's catching up with Keith Richards.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, yeah.
And you know what he's going to tell you when you get there, right? Go to the snack bar and eat it.
Oh, wow.
Eat it.
Wow.
Remember To Beat It?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember it.
You do remember it?
It sounded different when he did it. I don't know why.
Well, he's a singer, kind of. Much more kind of than I am,
for
sure.
When you compare yourself to Weird Al, go, yeah, but he's a good singer.
It is what it is, you know. Man's got to know his limitations.
Absolutely.
And at least in that area.
Yes.
In that area, I do.
Yes.
Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. An alleged intruder was using brass knuckles to beat against the front door and break the window just before midnight Friday in Missouri. Unfortunately, the homeowner was on the other side of the house with his wife at the time of the incident, and Austin Glassdetter told the suspect, 31-year-old John Fisher, that he was armed. Hey, better knock it off. But Fisher allegedly responded by saying, well, then you'll have to kill me. Well, Glassdetter shot Fisher multiple times. And when police arrived, he was dead. And they said that Mr. Glassdetter acted in self-defense in accordance to the law. Don't bring brass knuckles to a gunfight. That's your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.